This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor and co-host Mark Murphy. Mark?
Hi, Dave.
Our guest is Newport State Representative Peter Martin, and our subject, tolls on Rhode Island bridges. Representative Martin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dave. I'm happy to be here.
What is your position, first of all, on a toll on the Saconnet River Bridge?
Well, my position really is, what should we do for the management of the four saltwater bridges, Newport Bridge, the Jamestown Bridge, the Mount Hope Bridge, and the Saconnet River Bridge? We need a program to treat those bridges in such a way that they will not crumble. So I am in favor of putting a toll on two bridges, the Newport and the Saconnet River Bridge, and letting the other two bridges go without a toll, the Mount Hope Bridge and the Jamestown Bridge.
Now, there has been opposition to the toll on the Saconnet Bridge coming from some East Bay legislators, from some in the business community in that region.
I am the only legislator on the Quidnick Island in favor of tolling the Saconnet River Bridge. I have many reasons for that.
Including?
Basically, my district will be affected if we do not toll the bridge. My district needs to have maintenance of the Pell Bridge and maintenance of the Jamestown Bridge. And unless we come up with a reasonable way to fund it, those bridges are going to go the way of the former Saconnet River Bridge. And I'm trying to get together a program that would support all four bridges. And the best way that I know of doing that is to toll two of them. Some people object to that, and I will stand by my position.
When you talk to your constituents, what's their sentiment? Are they in favor of the toll, against the toll, a real split?
I have a lot of people in Newport, in my district, come up to me and thank me for my position on tolling the bridges. And because they're concerned about keeping the toll down on the Newport Bridge, that's not my biggest concern. My biggest concern is putting together a reasonable maintenance policy that would take care of these state assets so that we do not end up having to have another bridge replaced just because it hasn't been maintained.
Up until now, the toll on the Pell Bridge was supposed to cover maintenance for Mount Hope, Jamestown, and the Pell Bridge before the Saconnet River Bridge was built. That was supposed to cover maintenance on all of them? And so going forward, is there any other state money aside from a toll for that the Bridge and Turnpike Authority gets that goes toward maintenance of the bridges?
Let me point out something that might be a misunderstanding on your part.
Mm-hmm.
The toll for the Newport Pell Bridge was to cover the Newport Pell Bridge and the Mount Hope Bridge, never to cover the Jamestown Bridge.
Okay.
The Jamestown Bridge and the Saconnet River Bridge, both old and new, were assets of the Rhode Island Department of Transportation. As part of the program to have a four-bridge system, the Rhode Island Turnpike and Bridge Authority and Rhode Island Department of Transportation made an agreement to hold down proposed increase of the bridge. 2 years ago, the proposed increase of the toll on the Newport Bridge, and to spread the cost out by tolling the Saconnet River Bridge. What happened is those two bridges, the Saconnet River Bridge and the Jamestown Bridge, have been transferred to the responsibility and ownership of the Rhode Island Turnpike and Bridge Authority. Now, the Rhode Island Turnpike and Bridge Authority is finding that they may not have the source of revenue that they had expected when they accepted those two bridges. What will happen if they don't get the source of revenue is they will only be able to maintain the Newport Bridge and the Mount Hope Bridge, and there's a possibility that they will increase the toll on the Newport Bridge to do that. That will leave the state of Rhode Island with two bridges which do not have a source of funding for their maintenance. That will be the new Saconnet River Bridge and the Jamestown Bridge.
Would you be in favor of transferring the administration of all of the bridges in the state back to the state and take it away from the Turnpike and Bridge Authority? Your thoughts on that?
I certainly would not. Maintaining of saltwater bridges is a special talent and special business. What would happen in a condition like that would be that we would be fighting for maintenance revenue. The Rhode Island Department of Transportation does not have a budget for maintaining bridges. What they do is they let bridges come into being, wear out, tear them down, and replace them. And the reason they do that is because they get 80% of their funding for new bridges from the federal government. The federal government doesn't give any money for maintaining bridges. It only gives money for replacing them. Now, with the recent difficulties of federal transportation dollars, we're now having that added problem. So not only will we have a problem getting money for maintaining bridges from Rhode Island Department of Transportation, but we'd also have a shortage of money coming from the federal government for transportation.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and our guest is Newport State Representative Peter Martin.
You were talking about saltwater bridges, so what about the I-Way, the Interstate 195 bridge? That's over saltwater, isn't it?
I would agree with that, and I would be the first to tell you that that bridge should have been tolled and probably should have been put under the Turnpike and Bridge Authority.
You were describing your district in Newport to me prior to the interview, and it is a mix of residential and businesses. Among your business constituents, do any of them think that a toll on the Secundit might take away some business from them?
Some of them do up at that end of the island, but let me talk to you what I did with commercial businesses in Newport. The toll currently for a truck is $4 each way every day, every time they go across the bridge. In the process of putting together a package of tolls, I met with some of those businessmen and the Turnpike and Bridge Authority, and we came up with a plan by which some of those medium-sized trucks would be able to cross the bridge at the discounted rate, and we also put together a package of discounts that would say that one toll a day, one round trip a day, was all they would be charged. That alone would save Newport Biodiesel significant money because they have trucks that go across multiple times a day. Another bonus on that is that what I call the soccer mom discount. If you live in Jamestown and you've got children in Newport, or if you live in Tiverton and you got children going to school in Portsmouth, you'd only pay one round trip a day, and you could go back and forth as much as you want on that one trip. The current plan, recently reduced the Sakana River Bridge toll from 75 cents to proposed 50 cents. That means that the most anybody would pay for going across the bridge multiple times a day would be a dollar. And I think that's reasonable amount.
Now, what do you see the change in House leadership doing to the discussions about tolling on the bridges?
I'm patiently waiting to see what happens.
So there's no sense of what people might have said before.
Let me point out that most of the people who come down on the other side of this argument ended up in impressive jobs within the new organization. The chairman of the Finance Committee and some of the other people. That fact is not going to protect these bridges. I'm old enough to remember the previous Sakana River Bridge being opened. I've traveled 3 Sakana River bridges in my lifetime, and I am looking at it from a standpoint of I have outlived that second bridge. And I am very concerned because the Jamestown Bridge is half as old as the Sakana River Bridge was when they decided it needed to be replaced. So the Jamestown Bridge, opened in 1992, now is half as old as what the Sakana River Bridge was when they declared it no longer able to have buses, fire engines, and big trucks go across it. So those are my concerns. Maintenance of our state assets.
And we'll have to leave it right there. Our guest has been Newport State Representative Peter Martin. Thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.
And again, thanks to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great as always to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Support for The Bottom Line comes from Bank RI, a local bank creating financial solutions to help small businesses grow and succeed. More at bankri.com.